Pacifica National Board, November 8th, 2011. Maurice Chair, Bill Crozier Vice Chair, and for this evening, section of Heather Gray as pro temp. Heather, could you go ahead and call the roll, please?
Yes, Laura Prevance.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Bruce Wolf. Campbell Johnson.
Campbell Johnson's here. Bruce Wolf, I believe, is at a program that the Washington Peace Center is conducting this evening.
He has to be excused.
Yeah, I suppose that he had.
He actually said, I think he would be late.
That's right. I remember seeing that as well. Kimberly Orendorf.
Teresa Allen here.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Garbrito.
Excuse.
Pardon me?
I saw an email where he asked to be excused.
Okay. Lydia Radon.
Lydia will be joining us a little bit later in the meeting.
Summer Reed.
Present here.
Heather Gray's here. Afia is not. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jessica Apollinar. Wesley Bassoon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Leah Bidiaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
All right. So, Madam Chair. Yes.
We get a lot of noise on this.
There's a lot of noise on the line. I agree.
And whoever it is, pound, mute. It's almost a train track like quality.
And Arlene is here.
Hi, Arlene. Thank you. Okay, so
I count 15.
Or breeze. So someone perhaps is outside with his or herself.
That's better. Thank
you. All right, go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, LaVarn is here.
Thank you, LaVarn. Okay, very good. And what was the total count, Heather?
I count 15.
15, okay, great, thank you. All right, so tonight's agenda, we have roll call. Okay, so I believe Afia Wangaza would be requesting an excuse with Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazil will be joining us in a little while, I understand, and I'm not aware of any other excused absences that have been requested, but is there any objection to those? If you excuse, Madam Secretary. Would someone like to volunteer to be in front of her?
Madam Chair, could you ask the person who's in the swimming pool to mute their phone?
I think that's typing.
Okay. Just typing.
Typing, yes.
Yeah, it is
a typing. There we go. So thank you, everyone. Please, pound 1. It's our friend. All right, very good. So is there a volunteer to be a timekeeper? Bill, do you want to be a timekeeper?
I'll do it. Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks. And maybe we'll try to adhere to that kind of strict observance of time that we did a couple of weeks ago on the bylaws amendment. If we can't get a little more, that would be great. So, board chair report. is next. Oh, no, first it doesn't have it on here. Does it approve agenda? Well, all right. Is there any objection to the agenda oh, no, it's a continuation meeting. That's why you didn't do that. Thank you, Bill. My thanks again to Bill Crozier for preparation of the agenda.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
We only had two people who submitted their paperwork by the deadline for affiliate director.
That's correct.
Do we have anything on the agenda to cast a vote for these two people, Afia Wangaza and Heather Gray, as affiliate directors?
Yes, it's down as item number 4.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So what we have right now is the board chair report, executive director, and chief financial officer reports, the affiliate director election. And then we go into committee reports to pick up where we left off and hopefully get some more of them. The strategic recovery audit task force is what is next. And hopefully get some of this off the wrap. Objection to the agenda as distributed and posted?
Objection.
Yes.
Yes, we have pushed off again the standing rules that have been on since January. And
Campbell, cut you off as dilatory, but I did rule on this, and I was very clear and forthright that.
So that means forever and ever they can never be brought up?
No, it just means multiple attempts to move the position of things on the agenda when we're actually getting through work by simply getting through the things on the agenda. I will rule that out of order. Robert's Rules clearly says that an attempt to continuously do the exact same thing with a motion is dilatory. And then you're free to challenge the chair and see if you can overrule that. But I to simply entertain the movement of the same motion every single meeting on the agenda is...
Madam Chair, it's... According to Robert's Rules of Order that we're talking about, I'm not just trying to move something onto the agenda that has no proper place there. This does have a proper place, has had a proper place, but it's just been, ignored.
I have a point of information, Summer.
Yes.
Is this a continued meeting?
Sorry?
Is this a continued meeting? Making all that noise. That person needs to mute.
I'm sorry, I can't hear a thing. There's someone on a car or a train. It's very noisy.
Everybody.
Yes. Summer?
Summer?
Yes.
Yes. Is this a continued meeting?
Yes.
Okay. And we're on the agenda. Will the person who's outside please mute? We're on the agenda. Do we have the standing rules?
I am looking right now.
Unfinished business. First item.
Six A, unfinished business.
We've been cutting through the various committees, so we should just getting through them and try to get them. All right, so Campbell, are you making that as an actual motion to move it?
Yes.
Somewhere? Do you wish to articulate that and see if there's a second before I make any rulings that would be premature?
Surely. In accordance with Robert's Rules of Order, the unfinished business, and this is an item that's been unfinished since early this year, should come to be the first item on the agenda, and I would certainly think that it would follow the call to order and the roll call. Subsequent to that, I think that it should be the first item on the agenda.
Thank you. Do you have a second for that? Okay, and hearing no second, we'll move on. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Who was that?
Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel.
Point of order.
Information?
Certainly. Alex, I'm sorry, point of information.
Point of information from Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Go ahead, please.
I don't have the internet. I'm just working on my cell phone. What is this item that we're speaking of? Could somebody remind me what it is?
Campbell's motion on standing rules regarding, there's like, it's a six-part motion outside of county crime. There's several of them. And two meetings back, there was yet another attempt to move it, and it was not moved on the agenda. And last meeting, I ruled, after giving notice at the meeting two meetings ago, that because there were about four things that people tried to move on that agenda, that I would not continuously entertain the movement of the very same motions on the agenda at every meeting, because that is dilatory. And Robert's Rules of Order is fairly clear about that. So,
well, Robert's,
letting him make his motion,
Madam Chair,
out of order, and then we can have a vote on it. I think there's a point of order now. Thank you, Kathy. It's the standing rules, however.
My point of order is that this motion is out of order. It's already been ruled out of order. It remains out of order. It should be declared out of order. We should move on.
Thank you so much. That's where I was going. I just didn't want to not follow the process. So, anyway, yes, the rule of the chair, that is out of order. I'm sorry, and I've made that ruling before, and you're free to challenge the ruling of the chair.
And I did, Madam Chair.
Thanks. So, I'm sure we're past due time on approval of the agenda, so I think we probably will just take a vote unless there's a motion to extend time for debate. Okay. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, if you could please call
do
the
you
roll.
Do you have a wireless? I'm sure you do.
I'm sorry, who is that? Hello? Okay, I'm sorry. If you're trying to be heard, I cannot hear you. If there's no session.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Arlene.
Oh, hi, Arlene. No, I'm sorry. I heard your voice, and I can't tell if it was trying to be recognized to make a motion.
No, it wasn't. I made a mistake. I was answering somebody that walked behind me.
No problem. Okay, so, Heather, if you could please call the roll. Yes, but we'll see the ruling of the chair. A no vote will not, and the standing rules move on the agenda. I have to drive a little while doing this, so I'm going to put it on mute while you call the roll and pull over again. We'll get started.
Point of information, what are we voting on?
I've ruled that the motion to move the standing rules, as it was third, fourth, or maybe fifth or sixth time that it's been brought up, move it up on the agenda, is dilatory and out of order, and Campbell is challenging.
Okay, great.
At the chair, which is his right, and a yes vote will support my ruling, a no vote will not support Campbell's challenge. Thank you.
Yes is for the ruling.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes supports the chair. That's right, the ruling of the chair, not the motion.
Okay.
Hello, is anyone calling roll?
Heather, we can't hear you. If you're calling roll, you're on mute.
Was it Heather who said she was driving? Should someone else take the vote?
No, it's Summer who's driving, actually.
Oh, okay.
I definitely not.
Laura?
Is that Heather?
Yes, Laura Prevez?
Thank you.
Laura,
okay.
Laura Prevez? Laura?
Yeah, I said I would pass.
Pass?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Yes. Dan Siegel? Dan Siegel?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Bruce Wolf, not present. Campbell Johnson?
Aye.
I'm sorry? Campbell?
Yes. I mean,
yes?
No to pull the chair.
Okay. Kimberly Arendorf? Marcel Reed?
No.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Bazan? Heather Gray votes yes. Teresa Allen?
Yes, uphold the chair.
Jessica Apollinar? Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Mia Bidiaco?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
All right, Madam Chair, we have 9 yeses.
You have passes.
3 yes. We have one. We have 2 passes.
My apologies.
Laura Friedman.
Yeah.
Laura Friedman.
Yeah, I'll vote no.
Vote no. Yes, thank you. Andrea Turner?
No.
All right. So we have 5 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. And
thank you.
One abstention.
Thank you, Heather. Okay, so the motion, the chair's ruling is upheld. Is there any other objection to the agenda or for at time? May we approve the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Thank you. So the chair's report, I think I'd better park my car again. One of the biggest things on the agenda for Los Angeles is getting a meeting space together for our January meeting, because that's only about 6 weeks away. Lydia and I have spoken of that, and there are a couple of local people as well willing to help with that. So that will be a main focus of what we're doing here in Los Angeles, is figuring out a hotel that is suitable and meets our requirements in terms of meeting space, or something that's near appropriate meeting space at a price that comes in correctly. So that is one of the things that seemed appropriate in the chair's report. We have 2 candidates for the affiliates director, so hopefully when we get to that, that will be go fairly quickly. And I don't know if there's any questions or anything about Los Angeles. I mean, we had a meeting here before while I was on the board, so I have some idea of things to make sure that we take care of in planning for a Los Angeles meeting. I'm not sure we will quite live up to our colleagues in Washington, D.C., but we'll do our best in terms of accommodation. We need to do also something. This is just of housekeeping, which I think for our next meeting, which I discussed with Bill, that we probably will have to meet between Christmas and New Year's to sort of finish up business and try to get some more of these things off of our agenda and finish approval of any pending minutes and an executive session report out. So I think that will probably be a necessary thing. I'm not sure if this is the point at which to schedule it, but that seems like a likelihood if we want to finish up our business by the end of this term. So,
this is Ken. I have a information.
Please.
If the meeting is in January, let's say it's the 27th, who attends? Does it depend upon whether or not the stations elect new PNB directors? Would the new PNB directors arrive if they were elected?
You mean of course, the in-person meeting, of course. That's why everybody has to do their stuff that first week, and except for us, because we're the host station and we don't have to fly anywhere, so that people can book their tickets in a timely fashion before the 2-week window closes for a lot of airlines. So
the PNB directors have to be elected in the beginning of January?
Definitely. Well, and I believe all of the stations
okay.
have scheduled
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I have a point of information, Summer.
Yes, please go ahead, Mia.
I'm just trying to follow the sequence here. You talked about a meeting in January of the PND, and then Ken followed up with that question. Is Ken thinking that whosoever gets elected will be on that teleconference, or in February?
Let me clarify, please. I think I'm talking about we have our choice of having another meeting. Like, there's the holidays are here. We could either do it between Christmas and New Year's, or we could do it in the first week following New Year's. But in all likelihood, several of the local stations will have elected their new PND directors, some of whom will be the same, but some of whom will not be. Potentially in the first week of January. So I don't know if this is the point at which we have to decide that. We could do it at the end of the meeting, but for your consideration, it's probably realistic to have one more meeting before the end of the month while trying not to step on people's holiday plans for, you know.
Right. But I want to make it clear, though. I want to make it clear that they cannot attend the meeting until after they are seated, and the seating takes place the end of January. So they can only attend the February teleconference call, not the one that you're going to have in January.
Yeah, I don't think he was, I think maybe it's just a misunderstanding. I don't think he was suggesting that. I think he was just checking on when people are being elected. He could still have another, and we should have another teleconference in mid-January, obviously. And maybe, you know what I mean? So we continue our duties until the new people are seated, of course. So I don't know if that requires a motion. I think we'll just schedule a meeting there, unless there's an objection to that. So is there anything else on? Yeah, no, there's nothing else on that. That's just,
This is Kathy.
Please, Kathy, go ahead.
I should say point of confusion, because I'm totally confused now.
Of course.
Are you saying that in the January meeting we don't seat the new directors?
Oh, God, I hope.
Is that what was just said?
Are you asking me, Kathy? The meeting that we're going to have, let's say hypothetically speaking, January 7th, there's already a meeting scheduled for January 12th, and during that we need to have the meeting. Hold on a second, Summer. I was just answering Kathy. What I said was, if you elect your directors January 8th, and we have a meeting January 12th, they cannot attend the January 12th teleconference because they have not been seated. Those new directors will be seated the last weekend of January, so they cannot attend that meeting.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, and just to clarify, I really wasn't trying to get us off into any, briar patches. I just, it does seem that we might be helped by having another meeting at the end of the month without stepping on the weekend. So, and if there's objections to that, we just have to. But that would allow us to also have one, you know, in January and try to get something back to this term would be helpful.
We're at time.
I'm sorry, who was that?
It's Bill. We're at time for the chair's report.
Thank you, Bill. Fantastic. Arlene, would you like to go ahead and give an executive director's report?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Okay. Basically, the things that I have to, talk about come up in the executive session. I don't really have anything else to report on right now. I am in New York and dealing with some issues there. We're going over issues on the audit checklist. I have a meeting scheduled with the auditor tomorrow here, and I've had some negotiations, spent several hours in negotiations with the union today, and we'll be continuing that, working toward a new contract, which we don't expect to complete until sometime next year. Agreement from both sides on that. That's really all I have to report right now.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. Are there questions for Arlene? Okay. If there are none, then we can go on to LaVarne. Go ahead and give a CFO report, LaVarne.
Hello. Yeah, this is LaVarne. As Arlene had said, basically there's really nothing new to report. We're still working toward beginning the audit. So the auditor will be in the Bay Area on Monday, and Arlene speaks with him tomorrow in New York. And that's what we're working on there. We're really working hard towards pulling all the information together, going over tomorrow, going over the checklist for the business managers and for an update on the reports that are necessary, and just trying to get as much information accumulated and ready for review before he gets here. And we're, as far as the results for the year, still we're holding at about break even. So that's kind of basically where we are now. There's the other thing where we have posted for the internal auditor, so we should get some resumes on that shortly.
Thank you. Other questions for Lauren at this
point? Yes, someone, this is Nia. I have a question.
Yes, I have a question, Campbell.
Okay, Nia Campbell. Nia.
Yeah. I sent an email to the entire PNB, LaVarne, asking you, did we update the budget to change depreciation to estimated asset replacement costs before the auditor comes?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I get a response.
Oh, this is LaVarne. Shall I answer? The budget that I sent out to the completed budget after the PNB meeting, I changed and put that line, a different line on there. So that's what was sent out to the business managers after the PNB meeting, after the motion was passed.
Okay. Could I get a copy like I asked for, please?
Oh, I sent it. I'm sure I sent it out to the PNB, too, but I will go in and pull it up and resend it.
If you could just forward what you sent to the PNB, that would
That's
be fine.
Absolutely.
You.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Campbell, go ahead, please.
Yes. I don't think that I've received one, position description of the posting for internal auditor?
That I have seen, but go ahead, LaVarne, if you want to answer that, please.
If
LaVarne?
If someone
I'm sorry. You would like me to send one out?
Yes, please.
Oh, sure.
To me. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Any other questions? Okay. We can get to some committee reports and get some things off our agenda. Thank you, LaVarne.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Teresa.
I do have a question. Will,
go ahead.
Will our CFO be giving a report in executive session? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Wait a minute.
Will you be giving a report in executive session? I believe you said you would, but can you clarify that, please? LaVarne, can you hear either one of us?
Hello?
Hi, LaVarne.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, when I take it off the speaker, it kind of seems to go away. I will look at the agenda and see what's on there, so I will definitely address what's on the agenda.
Will you be available to answer a question? Will you be available to answer a question in executive session?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't understand your
Thank
question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions for open session? And we can have. Okay. All right. Thank you, LaVarne. Thank you, Arlene. And we'll obviously delve into some of these things in greater detail in executive session. If you go to the committee report, and I believe the first committee is the FAT committee, which is Ken, is the chair of that committee. Ken, are you prepared to go ahead and give a report and cover the motions that are included? Ken, can you hear me? We can't hear you.
Yes, I hear you. Could you say it again? You're talking about the FRAT motions?
Yeah, committee reports are what are up next, and the FRAT committee is the first one on the agenda.
Okay, so we had three motions left over. We have three motions left over from the last meeting, one of which had dates which are passed. So I in a revised version, which I sent to Summer and Bill. I'm on a cell phone. I think Bill would be better to address these.
Bill, can you go ahead and do that?
Okay.
You want me to read what's on the agenda first, and then I'll read the change that Ken emailed us that he's suggesting.
Yeah, just please to the stream so it's clear, and then we can take a vote on each motion and
Okay. Motion one: deficiencies correction timetable. The executive director and chief financial officer shall work on correcting all deficiencies reported in the February 2011 auditor's recommendations, including evaluation of the business managers and software training at each station, and update progress on the spreadsheet on the Frat Yahoo group. They shall update status of each deficiency by May 31st. Progress will be reported every 2 weeks thereafter. By July 30th, it is expected that 70% of the deficiencies will have been remedied. And this was passed without objection in the committee. As you can tell, this is a long time ago. The suggested changes Ken emailed were that the spreadsheet will be updated every 2 weeks as events warrant. It deletes that May 31st deadline. Is that right, Ken? Ken?
That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, you have what I sent. I X'd
right.
out.
And then, right. Well, I didn't see the X out parts. That's why I was here. And then also deleted is the by July 30th sender and replace that one with effecting this in successfully addressing these deficiencies will be considered in ED and CFO evaluations.
That's correct.
That's motion one.
Okay, so we should have discussion and vote on each motion. Discussion. Is there a stack for the motion? Anybody with questions?
Campbell for a stack.
All right, Campbell, go ahead, please.
Okay. When is the most recent update that there's been on these spreadsheet, and has that been distributed to the PMB?
You want to address that, Bill, or?
This is Arlene.
Okay, Arlene, thank you. Go ahead and address that.
I believe the most recent update was in either late October or early November, and yes, that was distributed. Prior to that, I distributed the latest version at the PNB meeting at the end of September. I'm in the process right now of following up with each manager to determine if there are any changes since then, any places that we've moved forward, and I'm finding a couple, so I'll be sending out a corrected one within the next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions regarding the motion before we take a vote or see if there's an objection? Okay. Anybody else? All right. Very good. Is there any objection to this? And hearing none. Madam Secretary, if you can record it if passed the objection, please. Thank you. And then, Bill, if you want to go ahead and read the text. Next question.
Okay, motion two, increasing listenership and membership. This one was not changed from what was in the agenda. It reads, in order to bolster financial health of the foundation, the PNB should set as a goal that stations need to increase listenership and membership, and in parenthesis, while adhering to Pacifica's mission, close parenthesis. That was passed without objection in the committee.
Thank you. Are there any questions on that?
Yes, Madam Chair, Campbell.
I have a question.
Sure. Okay, so Campbell and then Teresa. Go ahead, Campbell, please.
Yes. I hate to say it, but it sounds rather imprecise to just say, that they need to increase listenership and membership. I think that's something that we really all can, agree on, like mom, home, and apple pie. But I think that it would be more useful in a managerial or governance context to establish some goals.
Arlene, to the stack.
Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa and Arlene. Go ahead, Teresa.
I agree that we need to set some goals, or we need to ask the station finance committees or development committees to report back. We need some more specifics, and we need to make sure that, that they're reporting somehow, that, there's actually, we're motivating them to actually do something. Oh, Laura Tustek. Oh, incidentally, KPFT is working on that specifically.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Teresa. Arlene and then Laura. Go ahead, Arlene.
Yeah, I have talked to each station manager and program directors, or I should say to all the station managers and program directors, about the fact that I expect a 10% increase over the next 2 years, that I expect to see them utilizing the, among other things, the Arbitrons if they have them, if they, whether they have Arbitrons or not, also instituting some kind of survey within their membership, email-type survey, so that there's not a mailing cost involved, and other things at their disposal, like listener letters and other issues to help determine how they're progressing toward those goals. And I've also pointed out that this will be taken into account in their evaluations.
Go ahead, Laura. Thank you, Arlene.
Yeah, it just seems like there has to be, to make this viable at all, there has to be some kind of a how in this measure. You just can't say to increase listenership. There has to be a way to do it. You know, like, for example, a KPFA with cutting the morning show, which is the most popular, most listened to show, that doesn't seem like the right way to bring more listeners in. And you can actually track listeners online. Probably most of the stations have that. So you can see which program is bringing in listeners and which aren't. So that's one way to be able to see how well programs are doing as far as that measure.
Thank you, Laura. Anyone else? Zach?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
And Bill.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate the same thing. I mean, that's what the auditor already used that language, that we needed to increase listenership. I think that what we were tasked to do was to come up with a board-approved plan to do so. So to repeat what the auditor said we needed to do doesn't seem to be very very productive. So perhaps the members of the FRAC can beef that up a little bit even while we're about to pass this.
Tracy for the staff.
Okay, Bill, and then Tracy, go ahead, Bill.
We may be jumping ahead a little bit. I mean, these are good comments, but they're kind of covered at least partially in Motion 3. So why don't we save some of those comments to Motion 3? And I just, my general comment is that I don't like to micromanage, but, you know, I agree completely about getting plans from the station and then the ED reviewing them and the PNB reviewing those. But that's in Motion 3.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah, this will be fast. I support the motion, but just to clarify our language a bit, if we're talking about financial recovery, we're not really talking about increasing listenership per se, although indirectly that could help. What we're talking about is increasing subscribers or listeners who choose to be members. Having more free listeners doesn't have a direct financial impact because we're not selling advertising based on the number of listeners we have. That's a commercial model. So what we're talking about is turning more listeners into subscribers who pay an annual membership fee and who donate. And so this is not just a programming conversation when you're talking about it. It's also a development conversation, how you make it more appealing for people to contribute rather than just to listen for free. That's all.
Thank you, Tracy. Anyone else or anyone want to make an amendment? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa, go ahead.
I move that we use the word subscriber in that motion.
Okay,
to right. Increase subscribership. Or
yeah, second that. Thanks, Teresa.
Okay, very good. Is there any
Ken to the stack. Ken to the stack.
Ken. Go ahead, Ken.
Madam Chair, this
Ken,
is
Ken. Can I? I'm sorry, who was recognized?
Ken is recognized.
Arlene to the SAC.
I move that this be referred back to committee. There's too much disagreement.
Okay. I'll leave a motion.
point of information, Madam Chair. Did the motion get a second? I mean, the amendment get a second?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay, good.
A second motion to refer back to committee.
No, I mean the...
Yes, the underlying amendment Campbell did receive a second, yes, the one to change it for listeners.
The one changing listeners to subscribers, yes.
Yes, they did receive a second.
Okay. And wouldn't that be open for discussion now, Madam Chair?
Well, we've now gotten a motion to refer to committee.
That motion came first.
The other one was first. I think that should be discussed.
Okay, about it, Campbell. So let me let Arlene speak. She was next on stack. And then I'll let you speak. Welcome back to the motion to refer. Go ahead, please.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Is it asking to be recognized, Jessica?
Hi, Jessica. I'll put you on stack. Thank
well,
you.
Well, no, I joined the call a while back and just need you.
Thank you. We'll mark you as present. Thank you, Jessica. Okay, Arlene, do you wish to speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to say two things. Number one, I can totally go along with it going back to committee and we can do some work on refining it. But also, if we're going to take action, I would suggest making it listeners and subscribers. That's
very
all.
Good. Thank you. Campbell, if you wish to speak, you may be on mute. We can't hear you.
No, I don't think I'm on mute. The listeners and subscribers is fine. The only thing is that specificity is again a concern.
I have a question.
You mentioned the 10%, and I believe that should be in there. Yes.
Over 2 years.
I'm sorry. We forgot to talk about the question, please.
A point of information, Summer, please.
Go ahead, Nina.
I'm trying to figure, what's the difference between subscribership and membership?
Hello?
There isn't any.
Okay.
So I meant to say listenership and membership.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I'm actually agreeing with you, Arlene. That wasn't you. Somebody talked. I think it was Tracy. Subscribership is membership, or it's so much noise. Maybe I'm hearing wrong. But I don't see the difference.
No, you heard right.
Kathy for the stack.
Okay. So where
right,
are we now with this?
I wanted to just second the motion to return this to committee. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Is there an objection to referring it to the committee to hash out the language and bring it back perhaps in our next meeting? If there's no objection to referring it to committee, Madam Secretary, if you could mark that as passed, I don't hear anyone objecting. Thank you. We'll refer motion number two to committee to hash out the language with more specificity. Bill, would you like to go ahead and take motion number three, please?
Okay. It reads, station managers should submit plans for increasing listenership as called for by the PNB in 2008 to the ED. The PNB The PNB should receive reports from the ED on the status of these plans. And then the amended version, I'll just read it. This is suggested by Ken. Station managers shall, instead of should, submit plans for increasing listenership as called for by the PNB in 2008 to the ED. The PNB shall, again instead of should, receive a report from the ED on the status of these plans in writing on a quarterly basis. So that last phrase was also added. And that was the original version was passed but without objection in the committee. Many months ago.
Point of information.
Can
I second the motion?
Thank you. Well, Carolyn, it came from the
committee. What was the second thing, the amendment to it, and where did that come from?
Can you read again, Bill, or clarify?
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I should just forward this email from Ken because he knew he was going to go away from his computer. Okay, the twice in the motion it says should. So change each of those to shall. and then at the very end add the phrase in writing on a quarterly basis.
Thank you.
That's the only changes from the original text.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion? And if there isn't, is there any objection? Okay, if there's
without objection.
No objection? Okay, Secretary, so you can note this motion is passed without objection. That was fantastic. Okay, very good. Well, Bill, you are the coordinating chair as well, so if you'd like to go ahead and transition into the next committee report, that would be great.
Okay. Well, this is another one from a long time ago, and I didn't prepare an amendment, but it's motion one is says the coordinating committee recommends to the PNB to schedule an extra Saturday teleconference in October and January. So I would recommend that we, for now, just delete the October part. And this has already been amended once in the committee because it was originally passed in a different form, and then it took a while. I think it originally said May and August or something like that. And then it was, after the time passed, it was amended again in the committee, again passed without objection to read October and January.
Well, I guess the question is we're already discussing having a meeting between the holidays. I'm not sure if there's a lot of having a Saturday meeting in December as well. And then we have January. So I don't know. What do you want to do with that motion? Do you want to just, should we have discussion? Do we want to have an extra Saturday meeting in January or something?
Point of information.
I don't care if we could just do it quickly.
Or either, I guess, it's discussion.
Go ahead, Campbell. Discussion.
Yes. It's always occurred to me that form should follow function. If we have a need for a meeting at a particular time, then I think that we can do that, but I mean, to just say, okay, we have this and, without any particular need for it being expressed, I think is, helping us to drag out the work rather than get it done on a more, in a more timely fashion.
Thank you, Campbell. Well, I think when it was originally introduced, it seemed to have more relevance than it does at this late date. But, Bill, do you still want to, I guess, because it comes from committee, do we want to vote on this?
It did come out of the committee. I don't care a lot, but we are out of time for this committee. So we either need to refer it back or vote it up or down, I guess.
Does somebody want to move to refer it back? Because it does seem, or vote it up or down. Any more discussion on it? Anyone with?
I move that we throw it back.
Okay. Is there any objection to referring it to committee? Back to committee. And hearing none, if Secretary, if you could go ahead and record that. Thank you, both secretaries. Bill, can you go on to the next motion?
Okay. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I spoke about being out of time because this is a new committee now, but. But go ahead. Campbell, have something?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that maybe when it comes back again, it could have some specificity regarding circumstances under which these meetings would be set. I mean, I'm sure that, it was a good faith effort and, seemed quite compelling at the time. But, to just have it as an open door, and you mentioned that it's been delayed a while, it's lost its momentum, I think. So that would just be what I would encourage the committee to do.
Thank you.
Okay, I can respond, but we've already referred it, so there's probably no point right now. Okay. The motion two was tabled at the August 24th meeting. So unless somebody wants to move to take it off the table, I'll just go on. We'll just skip it. This is the one on retention of executive session audio recordings.
Oh, because we've gone through a couple of other motions subsequent to that one. So
right.
It's on. Okay.
I'm sorry. What is Bill proposing? This is Lydia.
I'm just saying it was tabled at the August 24th PNB meeting. So unless somebody wants to move to take it off the table, it's fine with me just to move on with the rest of the agenda.
I'd say we need to move on with the rest of the agenda, otherwise we'll spend 2 hours on this one.
Yeah. Orders of the day.
So if there's no motion like that, I guess you can go on to the Personnel Committee somewhere.
Okay, Personnel Committee. Nia Bediako, you're up, please.
Okey-dokey, thank you. I've been around since May, and I need to refresh my memory here. Motion, I'll read it for the stream. It says motion number one, which I think was passed back in May. Well, let me just give a preface. The Personnel Committee is the only standing committee that is not in the bylaws, because this committee was formed after the bylaws were created. So it really has no clearly defined purpose. And last year when Bill and Sophia were co-chairs, we had talked about coming up with a purpose, but we were not able to get to it. So this year in April, the committee came up with a purpose that says, the PNB Personnel Committee shall create and distribute the performance evaluation forms and facilitate the subsequent evaluation process of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and make recommendations to the Board with regard to their job description, employment contract, compensation, retention and separation from employment, with the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the Foundation. The committee's responsibilities shall include, but are not limited to, the review of the general manager and interim general manager's hire process, as well as the PD and interim PD hire process. The Pacifica Foundation employment should be Pacifica Foundation employment manual, organizational chart, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters, and that was approved without objection. A member of the board wrote to me about the situation at WBAI, and I responded to say, well, that issue really was not a personnel committee issue, and it is not, because those powers have not been bestowed upon the committee. So I will now open it for discussion.
Zach?
Alex for the shot.
Okay,
Okay, go ahead, Alex. I strongly object to the part of this motion that begins with the committee's responsibility shall include but are not limited to the review of the general manager, interim general manager, and the rest of that statement. That clause infringes on the rights of the local station boards and their responsibilities to evaluate the local management, and that includes the general managers and the program directors. The responsibilities of the PNB Personnel Committee should be limited to the evaluation of the national managerial staff and nothing else. I think this is way, way overextending the scope of the committee, and furthermore, it really would constitute a violation of the spirit as well as the letter of the bylaws, because it would in fact impede the local station boards from their responsibilities. So I would offer to amend this motion and strike the clause that begins the committee's responsibility shall include. Actually, remove that whole second sentence with the aim of increasing equity, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really add anything. I think the first part of the motion is fine. That should be the committee's responsibility. The second part is not.
Okay, so that's an amendment. Is there a second?
There was no second.
Campbell for the stack.
1 second, please. Is there a second on the motion or not?
Second to the motion or to the amendment?
I'm sorry, to the amendment. Thank you.
The amendment, yes, I will second that. Carolyn here.
Thank you. Burden is the second. Then I heard a stack forming, Campbell, and who was asked that?
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. It appears to me that this motion goes to the heart of one of the problems that the network has been having, and that results from the way in which the hiring practices vary from the processes vary from station to station, and some of them may not benefit from the best of HR or personnel procedures. There had been some recommendations made, remember, a year or so ago by our then interim, was a human resources manager or acting human resources manager. And I think that most recently the committee has come up with, and I believe that our own Marcel Reed had recommended, had some voice in the recommendation of a process that would provide an opportunity to do this in a thoughtful, considerate way that was equitable and, you know, would have uniformity throughout the corporation. Because when we don't have a uniform process, what can happen is that it in my experience, the individual units are opening the corporation, the foundation, for different kinds of lawsuits. And so I would very strongly recommend that it not be tampered with, and the areas of responsibility that are being engaged here may have been overlooked, you know, or not quite germane to the bylaws, but that doesn't mean that we can't act on these things without doing violence to the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lydia. Stack, please. And Carolyn, please.
Lydia and Carolyn,
Lydia.
Yes, I mean, I think, first of all, of course, all committees are advisory, so everything comes back to the PMB. There isn't much that nothing horrible is going to happen because it'll be voted on, has to be voted on by the full PMB. But I would also hopefully think that in a working committee on personnel, that several of us have had experience with our, at least two of our HR directors that have given us input on these issues, and I don't think it's a matter of getting into every single little nut and bolt, you know, every little nook and cranny of what the LSBs do or how many people they have on the committee and all of that, but there are some universally accepted broad strokes having to do with legality that need to be looked at. I can imagine that we would probably consult our attorney, or hopefully if we have an HR director at that time or an HR attorney, whatever it is that we would consult as we move forward, and at least have some basic parameters that don't leave us open for liability.
Did you hear me?
Thank you, Carolyn.
So, Carolyn, agree.
Hello?
Carolyn, hear you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Am I next? Yeah, I object to this because it really is, it does, as Alex pointed out, contradict the intent of the bylaws, which give the LSBs the hiring, the search and hiring functions for the GMs and the PDs and so on. That's one issue. The other is that this was created, evidently, as far as I know, I was chair of the WBAI Management Search Committee at the time, and I know that KPFK was not consulted. We were not consulted about what we were doing or what problems we would like to have solved, and so on, and what our experience had been, and we had a great deal of experience over several years. So I have the same complaint about this, I guess, that I do about the first section, and that is that while the personnel committee describes its function as the evaluation and processes, it is not required to either consult with the individual stations or bring things back to the PNB. So I would like that language written in, and I would like that whole sentence struck, actually, that the